Jeshua, the Personal Christ, Volume 2. Beloved one, I encourage you to remember the time before time, when you played in the meadow of your Father's kingdom, secure in His love. Claim now your birthright as His only begotten child, the Christ, and ascend unto me. Try on a new sandal. Beloved one, it is my unbounded pleasure to remind you once again of the joy that you are. You are the life of our Heavenly Father expressing upon this plane. You are the child, the Holy Child, the only child of our Heavenly Father, and you are joy incarnate. Not always do you feel it, not always do you express it, but always you are the Holy Child whose birthright it is to play in the kingdom. That is all that is asked of you, to be the love which you are and to express it freely upon this plane. To choose in each moment which voice you will listen unto, whether it would be the voice of the world, of worry, of confusion, of doubt, of sorrow, or whether it would be to live in the joy which you are. To release the burdens of imagined guilt, called mistakes, and to release a necessity for material possessions, all the trappings which mankind loves to carry about. Now to say, I am the joy of my Father wherever I find myself, with or without the material trapping. I am always, foremost and always, my Father's child, and I will go this day into the joy that I am. Tomorrow, if I want to, I will pick up the worries again, but for this day, I will choose to abide in the house of my Father. Now I will share with you that the house of our Heavenly Father is one which is filled with great joy and singing, laughter, freedom and light, beauty, beauty in all forms, a house which is full of the creative joy that knows itself to be unlimited, knows itself to be one with every life form, and appreciates beauty in all life expression. You are free in every moment to choose to consciously dwell in the house of our Father. If there have been aspects of your life which have not been of beauty, of joy, of health, happiness, love, you are free to close that chapter and begin anew. Whatever quality in your life you would want to see magnified, developed, augmented, increased, dwell upon that quality. Know that you have choice regarding where you will abide and what you will shine the light of your countenance upon. If it be the quality of understanding, relating to the brothers and sisters and what they are going through, how they are seeing things, if it be the quality of tolerance, of allowance, of seeing the Christ in everyone who stands before you, dwell upon the quality of love and ask it to share with you its fullness. Ask it to share with you its companionship of every moment. If it be the quality of courage, abide in the heart with that quality and ask, how does it feel to be the courage of who I know myself to be? The Holy Child of the Heavenly Father, totally unlimited love expressing upon this plane. And then you will look at whatever situation is in front of you, whatever relationship, and you will see yourself as the power of love, totally unbounded by what the world would speak unto you, and you will know that your courage comes from the truth of your being. If you would know joy in your life, abide in the heart with the quality and the expression of joy. How does it feel to be the Holy Child of the Heavenly Father, totally and unconditionally loved and accepted? How does it feel to be spontaneous, to speak from the heart of the truth of the Father, and to speak it fearlessly, for there is nothing in the world to fear? You are the Holy Child of our Heavenly Father, created before time began, perfect, upon whom there is no judgment. All of the experiences you have had, all the journeys you have been upon, have been as a great adventure for the very purpose of experiencing the infinite creativity of the Holy Child which you are. You have been every life that you can imagine. You have expressed as every form that you can imagine. For as you call to mind different lifetimes, different expressions, know that you have lived these expressions. And as you relate to the one known as Christ, know that you are the Christ. Whatever quality you would see manifest in your experience, ask it to manifest with you and as you in every choice you make. Ask it to be your constant companion in each new day. Shine the light of your countenance upon whatever you would see magnified in your life. For truly, as you shine your light upon it, guess what happens? It grows. As you are willing to shine the light of your countenance, your consciousness, your awareness, your attention upon the quality, the aspect you would see magnified in your life, you will find it popping up everywhere. You will find friends coming unto you, smiling and sharing the love with you, for they will feel the love that you are willing to claim, and they will want to be in your presence. If you would see harmony in your life and in your affairs, know that you are already that harmony. You are the love and the order of our Heavenly Father, and there is nothing that happens by chance. Even though there are times that you would like to put responsibility outside of yourself and say, I did not cause that. I would not ask for that. That could not be. And yet, in that moment, it is your judgment to see it in denial. However, everything that happens is a gift for you. It is as a messenger for you. It is nothing more and nothing less than a messenger. It is neutral. It is your judgment how you will look upon it. And as you have seen, because of the shifts in perception which you have been willing to make in what you would see as this journey already, the reactions that have been made out of habit last a smaller time interval before the awareness comes up that, well, I can choose anew. I do not need to abide with the voice of the world. I do not need to continue in sorrow and confusion. I am my Heavenly Father's only child, and I lack for nothing, including the answer to whatever has been troubling you. And if there seems to be something missing in your life at this moment, know that there is a message there for you. Take it deeply within the consciousness and ask yourself, what is the message, the deeper message? Perhaps it is not missing at all, but it is there in a different form. How can I see this anew? For there are many levels of messages which you present unto yourself, many levels, and you will discern one meaning upon the surface, and as you have the willingness to look and to sit with the messenger, with the circumstance, with the person, there will be other levels revealed unto you. Then you will come away from the experience with a treasure chest of insights, the insights from the inner knowing, and you will come to know that no one and no circumstance has power over you. There is a great strength coming from every experience. Many times you manifest occurrences in your life and you judge yourself quickly to be failing, to be lacking, to have not done well enough. And you say, this would not have occurred if I had done such and such, or if I had known such and such. And you stop at that point, not knowing that it is a coin which has two sides. For as you would be looking upon the supposed weakness, what it is truly showing you is your strength. It is showing you your creativity. It is showing you the depth of your soul. It is showing you the infinite wisdom which you are in the heart. It is showing you the courage that you pull forth from what you would feel is the depths of your being to face every experience. It is not to show you your weakness, it is to show you your strength. It is to show you the very qualities which you would perhaps feel to be beyond you. Perhaps someone else has those qualities, but I sure don't. Have you ever said that? Stop and look further. Stop and choose anew. For the very messenger that you would interpret as showing you your weakness is showing you your strength. It is showing you your creativity, your wisdom, your very flexibility to deal with different situations as they come up and to choose anew to see them in a new perception. You are the joy of the Holy Child. Change any program that would speak to you of heaviness. Change it to lightness. Be willing to look on the other side of the coin. Be willing to ask, even as you sit in a place of confusion and sorrow and doubt, and you feel yourself to be surrounded by a black cloud that seems impenetrable. Be willing to sit with that black cloud and ask of it, what do you have to share with me? And if it rains on you, so what? You will be cleansed. I jest with you, and yet as you are willing to abide in peace with the issue, you will see the black cloud dissolving as a mist. And in its place there will come a faint glimmer of light which will grow to reveal the next step. Perhaps not the whole pathway, but the next step. And that is all you need to know in the moment. Be willing to consider a new perception. be ready and willing in every moment to ask, how can I see this another way? How would it feel to take on the shoes of a new perception? How would it feel to take on the shoes of someone else and walk in their sandals? Would it give me a different perception of how it feels for them to go about in this world? Be willing to try on the new sandal, the new perception, and to walk a mile or two in someone else's sandals. And be willing to try on the new sandal, the new perception about yourself, and how you walk this world. I would share with you what you call a tool for trying on a new sandal, a tool for coming home again. Take a moment now to abide in the heart of silence and take a deep breath. Breathe in the golden white light that you are. Breathe it deeply into the very cells of the body. Breathe in the golden white light and exhale the love that you are. Breathe in the golden white light and feel it expanding the light of every cell of your body. Feel yourself to be the light. And abiding in the place of lightness, the peaceful place of the heart, call unto yourself your very name. Think of your name and call yourself. Speak your name very lovingly, for truly you are love, and speak unto yourself your own name as your heavenly Father calls you. Call unto yourself your name. Take your name deeply within your heart and call yourself gently, softly. Speak unto yourself as your heavenly Father speaks to you, for truly he calls unto you in every moment. Call your name as your heavenly Father calls you. Feel the love that is in your name. Feel the love that your heavenly Father showers upon you. Say your name to yourself in love, for your Father loves you with an everlasting love. Rest in the heart with your name, for truly you have chosen your name for the very qualities that it expresses. It is not by accident. Call yourself with the love of the Heavenly Father. Say your name with gentleness. Whisper it with love. Feel yourself enveloped in a cloud of acceptance which has never seen you other than perfect. Abide in the feeling of acceptance, total acceptance. Rest in the love. Know that peace to be your very nature. This is the place of the heart. This is the place of stillness, of sacred peace, of all wisdom. It is the place of love. Breathe in the golden white light. See it lighting every cell of the body. Whenever the world would come crushing in about you with its doubts and confusion, its sorrow, its activities, pause and return again unto the place of the heart, the place where you know love. You can return unto this place at any time, for you know it well. You know it now. Take this feeling with you as a touchstone, for whenever things would be too hurried, too active, pause, breathe, and remember love. Walk often in the sandals of love, love of self and others. Walk lightly, unconstricted by the attitudes and habitual judgment of the world. Try on the new sandal of love. It comes in your size.